Yeah, and the way, like, if I were to go down the way of making my own antennas, then I would have, I would buy spools of wire or whatever, sheathing, coating, insulation. I'd have all that stuff laying around so I could make up my own antennas, and then I have even more stuff laying around. I'm just not that interested in it, but it, my hat's off to the people that do it, because it's beyond my scope, I suppose. I just want to use it and have it be nice and clean and everything put together and being able to wind it up nicely. And I don't know, man. It's just a rabbit hole I'm not willing to go down yet. But I'll probably be kicking myself in the future. Should I go down the road of making my own antennas, I'll be kicking myself, you know, for paying too much for the antennas that I bought before, but that's all right. But yeah, I went to the local radio club, and I met a couple people. One guy, he's going to help me set up my antenna and get all the radios set up and make sure it's grounded. I want to make sure it's set up the right way, you know, because I don't really know what I'm doing, so I'd rather have somebody more experienced, supervisor position. Back to you, Greg.